I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife resources report. Hunting season's just around the corner in West Virginia, and the new 2016-17 regulations are in print. Now, there are several significant changes you'll need to take note of, and we'll talk about a few of them coming up right after this. Fall squirrel season will start in just a few weeks, September 10th, but there's a change in this year's hunting regs that will carry that season all the way into next February. DNR Wildlife Chief Paul Johansson.
Commission approved a fairly significant regulation change that will take that squirrel season clear through to the end of February. And that's a fairly significant change and an increase, and hopefully will provide some additional recreational opportunities, particularly for those folks that like to squirrel hunt with dogs.
And there will be several regulation changes that deal with bear, one dealing with the season, which has a similar framework to the last couple of years, but you need to check the license brochure carefully for the county where you'll be hunting to know when it'll be open. Also, you'll need to provide a tooth from any bear you kill to the DNR this year. That's a measure that in the past had been voluntary but is now being made mandatory so as to continue to watch the age structure of the bears in West Virginia. And there are new rules that tighten up on the definition of baiting bears.
An attempt to try to clarify that terminology, make it a little bit more specific and maybe understandable by our hunters, and it identifies those edible enticements, clearly lists what those examples of what those are, and also includes the use of scents and defines those as baiting as well.
And those who enjoy fall turkey hunting, you're going to be excited as well.
Fall wild turkey season will now take place in all 55 counties. There'll be those counties will, you know, those the length of the season will range from a short one-week season to our more traditional fall season out in the mountain, in the high mountain counties. That those seasons will remain long and in place, but many of our counties now that didn't in the past qualify for a limited turkey season will now have one this fall. We think that'll be a real popular addition to the hunting framework for the fall season.
And the final regulation changes deal with Hampshire and Hardy County during the first 2 days of the buck season. Even though the state now has electronic game check, all adult deer that are harvested by hunters November 21st and 22nd within the CWT containment area of those two counties are required to bring them to a designated sampling station. The collection of the samples is a bit of an inconvenience, but also vital to the continued monitoring of CWD. See all the regulation changes in the license brochure that's now available. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.